Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now for that one segment of the week where you are actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's what you're drinking and what you thinking at 877-881-1053. We're going to go around the broadcast position here, 75 and 635, tell you what we're drinking and thinking. Then we're going to get out to your phone calls. And then, yes, it will be time for the G-Bag of the Year coming up at 5:30. Speaking with my guys back in the state of Oregon, trying to get some intel here on this Ducks matchup, because you scared me earlier with that Pete Thamel report that they brought two defensive players over to running back.
Yeah.
Ducks recruiting guys told my guy they're good at running back, but the concern is pass protection, as the Ducks struggled with Indiana's simulated pressures in that first game. Says the number is coming down, though, according to the insiders. The sharp money is coming in on the Ducks. So it was a little bit bigger. Right now it's sitting at 3, and maybe the wise guys are loading up. They like the value. Oregon plus 3 could win the game outright, but could be a close game, and you might end up, you know, losing the game but winning your bet. So I'm thinking about that as I'm looking for my third sportsbook win in a row after an epic losing streak that dominated me in 2025.
Oh, yeah.
it took the joy out of it. I was like, you know what, I'm done again. And I'll bet, like, I'm not like, you know, big gambler guy. It's like 50 bucks, 60 bucks. And then if I double, 120 bucks.
Right.
You know, and then at 120 bucks, I like to take that money and go play some poker tournaments with it. But I'm also thinking about the G-Bag of the Year coming up at 5:30.
Yeah.
We got Jerry on why he fired McCarthy. Looks like an effing pork chop. That was one of the great cuts. You got Bobby and Sean fighting about Mike McCarthy. You got Broadus on the sleeping bags.
Yes.
Remember the sleeping bags? Yeah. Bassick's finale. Woolchuck is Bully Melrose.
Oh, yeah.
How about Melrose? Broadus' long question for Jared Sandler.
Ooh, that's a classic.
How can that not win? Of course, Bobby Belt on Scott Braun. I think that's part of a combo platter there with the Rowdy Tellez cut. Teddy Atlas post Crawford Canelo. Remember that?
Oh yeah, that was good.
He was.
That's right. He got him. Yeah.
Of course he can't.
And we're looking forward to all those and more coming up, including that's all loaded. Your 5-time champs and honorary
the
champs.
The stress of finding those things, bro. That move was nasty.
Yeah, move cleaned us out pretty good. But one way or another, we will be crowning a champ by the time we get to the top of the hour or shortly thereafter. That's what I'm drinking and thinking, Chief. How about you?
Yeah, drinking some cold water, and I'm thinking a big thank you to Tim Collins, who just punched in a media credential application for the national championship. It was a long list of things he needed, but he got it done on a Friday. I threw that on his desk. He came through in a big way. We'll see if I get granted. You know about all my past priors and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I will be granted access, but if so, I'm hopping
on a place to stay, right?
Spirit Airlines bird.
Got to get clear to leave the state by your PO.
Yeah, there's a lot of things, a lot of boxes that have to be checked here, but man,
that'd
if
be
we
awesome.
Could get that done, I'd be hyped.
Drinking, thinking, Brian?
Yeah, I'm drinking just water right now, and I'm kind of hoping that the NFL gets their wish at one of these cold weather night games turns into a snow fest.
Yeah.
I love to watch the snow game and love to watch the teams navigate that. So,
looks like chances are pretty good in Chicago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hopeful for the snow game. I'd love to see that. I know playoffs are on the line, and you don't want choppy feels like that every game needs to be played indoors. I disagree with him so much. So give me a snow game between those Bears and the Packers, and it'll probably be a good one.
Football's meant to be played in the elements. We'll get to your phone calls here in a few minutes. Let's find out.
I like that idea, but if I pay that much money to get in there, I don't want to be snowed on. Yeah. Make it a way where I'm not getting snowed on. Matter of fact, I'm in some good weather, and they're out there and the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that the new good. Age stadium.
Yeah, the Buffalo Stadium. Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of those. Fans covered, field still deals
that's
with
what
the
I
elements.
Need. Yeah. Yeah. Wow, they beat me to it.
Yeah.
They've got that canopy.
It's a great idea.
Texas Stadium is that way, right?
I think the European soccer folks beat you to it.
Okay.
We're stealing
like
that, it from them.
Texas Stadium used to
be
just...
We would get hit by a little snow.
Yeah, the field would be covered, but the stands would be fine.
We need to go heated vests and heated socks, though. This is the new revolution for making it through. You know, I think these players should be playing with them. They're that good. They are that good. Well, Chuck, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Sipping on some high-quality H2O, thinking I'm actually going to rock with every road team in the NFC wild card. I think Rams, 49ers, and the Packers. Yes, unfortunately, the Packers go to Soldier Field and all win this week. I'm going to go Steelers to continue that Monday night streak. Bills, Patriots in the AFC side.
Sounds good to me. Buddy, I mean, could you imagine being the football team that had your feet actually with blood flowing through? That's the biggest, one of the biggest problems in the cold is catching it and planting. Yeah. Like, once your feet get cold, you can't move properly.
When your hands get cold, it's tough, too. I've seen players just completely, if they can't feel their fingers, that's a tough, especially those receivers.
Yeah.
It is a problem.
Trying to catch it, put your offense there in serious pause mode. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Lucius, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Topo Chico, just cracked this thing open. It's so cold in the studio, I didn't have to put it in the refrigerator or nothing, baby.
There you go.
Nice and cold. Nice and cold up in here. What am I thinking? I'm thinking, it's tough to be a boy, Dad. It's tough to be a dad, period. I tell you what, especially when your man is growing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they go through those growing pains.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's tough.
You taking L this week?
I didn't take it. He's taking it, man. He's taking L. Not me. But, yeah, he'd be all right. He'd be all right. Fool had a darn tent out there in the woods by himself just chilling.
Okay.
I was like, that man was looking for some peace. Yes. He was looking for some peace, bro. Yeah, what are you doing?
Quiet time to reflect.
Yeah. I want to thank Broadus for this 1821 right here, Corralejo.
That's a beautiful bottle.
Much appreciated right there,
Happy
sir.
Happy birthday, sir.
Much appreciated. Yeah, thank you. And Tolos, Sunday, I know you probably won't be watching the Golden Globes, but think of L.A., if Michael B. Jordan wins that Golden Globe.
Yeah, you're thinking about that.
I'll put $150 down on it.
Nice. Okay.
I think you're going to win. I was doing some homework for you.
Come on, fam.
Who's projected to win, and he is. He is the selection right now.
Okay. Each ticket was like 24 cents, so $150.
Okay.
Let's see what happens, baby.
Let's go.
Come on.
All right, let's hit these phone calls. We got about 20 minutes or so till we get to the G-Bag of the Year. And then we'll be off into the evening and ready for a proper wild card football weekend with you here. Where are we going first, Lucius?
Let's go to Big Jim. Big Jim, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Well, fellas, it's Friday. It's good to talk to you. It's been a little while since I called in. Sipping on a little whiskey, of course. I was thinking about something else. I was talking about heated stuff. My old girl, she got me one of them heated vests I guess it was last Christmas, and, you know, it's called an Aurora.
Yeah.
And, boy, that thing works. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you the best thing I had when I used to be a hunting feller. I'd go with friends. We'd go duck hunting up, in, you know, back in Arkansas or up on there. I used to get my hand warmers. This may not surprise you. Old Big Jim, I'm a commando kind of fella, but let me tell you, I started wearing drawers when I'd go duck hunting, and boy, I'd slip some of them hand warmers down in my drawers, and that'd keep you warm, because your hands, your feet get cold, but boy, tell you what, your jewels get cold, that'll ruin your morning. You can kill as many ducks as you want, but man, I tell you what, if your boys are cold, that is not good at all. So I figured they needed to come up with some underwear that had a little battery pack in them, a little heat warming, but I guess that's bad for your sperm count, but I ain't got to worry about that too much. But anyway, y'all got me. I was thinking about the defense, but, you know, anyway, I guess my goal in 2026 is maybe to get a G-Bag of the Year nomination at some point, but I'm gonna have to bring something better and sticking hand warmers in your underwear in order to get there. But listen, love you fellas, and we'll talk at you next week, all right?
Salute, Jim. Thanks for calling. I wouldn't put it past him. He could get it done.
And thanks to Jim all year long for the post-game conversations that we had.
Yeah, love you,
him.
Jim.
He was there every single week.
Every week.
Appreciate that.
That opens a line for you at 877-881-1053. The 214 says, drinking a claw, thinking I hate the NIL. It has ruined college football.
Must be a North Texas alum.
I mean, all the best teams are just, they're getting all the players, you know?
Yeah, that's...
You're just picking them off the, hey, why don't you come up to the big time here? How would you like to play in the SEC, son? How would you like to play in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
And I guess for that reason, it's consolidating the best players. So I think that maybe the product's a little bit better at the top, at least
it's
the one on TV.
It's helping the kid at Western Kentucky that got passed over.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden is about to get $3 million to play at Clemson or someplace like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
You know, the kid at Memphis or wherever. You know, look at the kids at North Texas. They got their whole roster picked over. They lost their coach. And those kids are all going to – they had a chance. They had a chance to be in the playoffs, and now they're going to get to go – make some money somewhere else and be in the, maybe in the playoffs again.
Can you imagine how amazing life is for these quarterbacks making $3 to $7 million
in college?
Amazing. I mean, they used to be in big college. Men on campus getting like $5,000 in a shoebox, right? Yeah. Now
$500 handshake.
Yeah, they can afford to take everybody out every weekend. We're having a great time.
Well, that's what Pete Golden said. He says, "I live in a golf community there, and Oxford." Goes, "I've got some of my players as neighbors."
Yeah. Yes. I love it. Okay, Lucius, who's next?
Yeah. Used to be just the Challenger.
Yeah.
Challenger into the water cash.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha, kid.
There you go.
All right, let's go to Harrison and Mesquite. Harrison, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Hey, fellas, just drinking a little water. I'm still at work, doing a little overtime for myself. What I'm thinking is, damn, Big Jim, I'll be glad when I can retire and think about how to keep my private parts warm.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Drinking whiskey all night.
Drinking whiskey, too, yeah.
Yeah, try some Icy Hot.
No.
What I'm thinking is, let's be a little patient with the Cowboys rookies from last year, especially the pass rusher. I remember we made a lot of hype about the Giants draft pick, and that guy didn't light up the NFL either. So it's going to take time. We lost a dominant player in Michael Parsons, a generational player. It's a difference. And we can tell. He carried our defense when Dan Quinn was here. He was a difference maker. They put him everywhere. I love Parsons because he's disruptive. Now, he might not be as good as the guy up there in Cleveland.
Garrett?
But as far as being Garrett. Yeah. But as far as being a disruptor, Parsons is that guy. He is the man. I don't want no other old pass rushers coming in here. Lead a guy at the Raiders. I don't want the guy from Cincinnati unless they dirt cheap. And let's don't overpay Clowney because he had one good year. That's what we did with Diggs and Bland. Don't overpay on one good year. If we can get him for cheap, keep him. If not, let's just develop our defense. Good weekend. And I'll holler.
Thanks, dude. Have a great weekend yourself. They got to get edge pressure somehow.
Develop the defense with who?
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue. Like, who? Like, do you want to just have a crap football team? Then fine. Then that's fine. Don't bring anybody back. Don't pay anybody. Develop
them. Because you miss
Micah. With everybody. Yeah, Micah's gone. Micah's not coming back. I'm sorry. I get it. If you were pissed off about the trade, then cool. But
better chance of Luka coming back.
What are you going to do now to improve the team? If you want to go win 7 games at best, then cool. By all means, let's just recycle this thing.
682 says maybe do an NIL cap. I think that'd be a good idea. You know, we're heading in that direction.
They went too fast. You know, they're supposed to level it. You know what I mean? Start it off in the levels. Hey, you get a little bit now, you get a little bit there, then 10 years from now, you're making millions or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
They start off millions instantly.
Yeah.
And how are you going to take that back?
I think it's going to grow significantly. Like, we're at 300 mil for an NFL football team. We're still at like 20 to 30 mil for college. I think it's going to grow to over 100 here pretty soon.
How about these poor quarterbacks that go to these teams now for $5 million? Think about the pressure they're now under. The fan base, when they realize it happened that Carson Beck, they figured out at Georgia he was making $4 million a year, and they went after him. You know, the fan bases and stuff. Talk about mental health problems and stuff for these quarterbacks.
He looks like he's got mental health problems, doesn't he?
Well, I'm just
Carson
saying.
Beck, he kind of looks homeless.
Jeez. I'm just telling you,
that
man.
That was Wolchuk's analysis from the game last night. The only text I got from him, dear God, he looks weird.
Yeah. If he wore his eye black better,
he looked like a drunk raccoon this morning. I thought that was pretty strong.
It's bad.
815 guys drinking IPA from Goose Island, thinking I cannot wait to watch football all weekend. Playoffs,
Goose
love
Island.
You all. At 105.3, the fan's quality beverage.
Yeah, this is one of those football weekends where you think about spending the money to be like, hey, sugar, why don't you and the kids go do something fun? You know, like I did this special for you. Obviously, I got work to do or whatever.
Yeah.
Hate to leave you like that, but I'll stay home and hold the fort down. And you guys
you don't
go
have more
have
dogs
a time,
to take
man.
Care of.
You guys go have a hell of a time.
I think maybe that Great Wolf Lodge. Like, you're willing to throw down $300 or $400 a night for something like that, aren't you?
Yeah,
for sure.
And everybody comes back smelling like chlorine.
It's all good.
Sure. Yeah, hey.
Better than I smell right now.
I'm basking in the glory of 48
hours
uninterrupted.
Bro, you won a game last night. You can do whatever you want.
Watching football. Who's next, Lucy?
Let's go to Daniel in Arlington. Daniel, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hey, fellas. I'm drinking some water. What I'm thinking is I was watching the stack this morning, and I really agree with what Bronis is saying.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of Bane and Bailey, but I really want the Cowboys to get an edge rusher that can bring like a lot of like a speed factor, because I feel like we lacked a lot of speed coming off the edge. And I feel like with Bane and Bailey, they'll bring you that pass rush, but I feel like it's just more of a bull rush. What are you guys thinking about that?
Get him, Wolchuk.
I think Bailey does have some speed to him, but I get what you mean in terms of Bane. I mean, he is definitely a power type of player, but Bailey, I think, does have a little bit of speed. I get where you're going for. The important thing is let's just get to the quarterback. Yeah. And I think all those guys can do it. I mean, Hal certainly does have a little bit more bendiness compared to the other guys. But bottom line, I appreciate you watching the stack. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I love my guys at the stack.
Looking at these projected 40 times on a lot of these guys, there's not a blur out there. There's not a Micah Parsons sub 4.4 edge. No. There's a lot of quick first two-step guys.
Yeah, the fastest guy off the ball might be Zion Young from Mizzou that I've watched.
Yes.
I think he's pretty darn fast. Otherwise, a lot of them, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Uiagalelei that you'll see tonight at Oregon.
Yeah.
He's also kind of a blend of speed and power-ish, but not really a big first-step quick guy, not super bendy. There's not a lot of, like, Keldrick Falk at Auburn, definitely not that guy.
I have a chance to be really wrong about him, Dawson.
Falk?
That's 6'6", 285 guy. No, I mean, I just don't. I kind of feel like that maybe Dallas needs somebody different, somebody opposite of that, somebody that's not mammoth, but can get to the quarterback. I
put him in my group with Mezidor, where if we get to the Packers pick and you don't have a new edge yet, not in free agency, not at 12,
that's,
then I'm taking those
guys.
That's fair. Who's next, Lucius?
All right, man, we got four more. Let's bust these out, boys.
Sorry, be quiet.
Rod D, what are you drinking? What are you thinking, bro?
Hey, what's up, G-Bag Nation? Happy Friday.
Hey, you
happy,
too.
Happy payday to some of you guys. For me.
Yeah.
I'm headed to Hat Creek with the kiddo. I'm going to find me a Stella Artois to drink.
There you go.
The good beer. But I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, speaking of NIL, what the hell is going on in Austin? Like, every time I open up my phone, Sark's losing another 4-star, another 5-star player to the transfer portal. And you know, I'm thinking, has NIL just... has it gone too far? I know you guys are talking about maybe putting a cap and maybe requiring players to stay for a year or 2 years before they transfer. I don't know, but I don't know. One of my best friends is an OU fan. Shout out Cameron Rocha. He just took one of our redshirt freshman wide receivers. So I don't know. I mean, should the folks in Austin be worried, or is this normal? I don't
know. No, they're stinking right now in the portal.
Yeah, it's weird.
They're doing a poor job. Now, they did just get Arizona State's running back to transfer over there to Austin.
Weren't they supposed to get the Florida guy, the Florida running back?
It did not happen. Yeah,
wow.
And you know what it is I've been hearing that it's the boosters over there. They think that the power of Texas, we should just be getting these guys. We don't need to, you know, try and outbid Tech. Well, that's not the case.
Oof.
If you want to get Cam Coleman, you got to outbid Texas Tech for him. So you got all the money, boosters in Austin. If you want to win, go ahead and open your wallets.
That's some inside information right there. I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, I heard it made Jordan Shipley burning mad.
Jeez. Oh, my God.
It was just an arm.
See how hard it is to be a boy dad?
It's a situation they must face, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Who's next?
Boys always get weird injuries.
They will, dude. You gotta
burned by a motorcycle. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, the pipe on the motorcycle burned me. Like, you don't even have a bike. What's going on, bro?
Yep.
Let's go to Mike in Dallas. Mike, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
Hey,
Big Mike.
Mike, hello. Hey, Mike.
Hello?
Hi.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
You're on,
hi, Mike.
Mike.
Hold on.
Oh, you messed it up, Mike.
I got it. I put it on hold, Mikey.
We'll get back to you, Mike.
Yeah, let's go to Jack. Jack, what are you drinking? What are you thinking?
What's up, boys? Happy Friday. How we doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
Terrific. You?
Doing great. Yeah, just driving home from work still, so drinking some high-quality H2O at the moment.
All right.
Hopefully that'll turn into Tito's at some point.
That's my guy.
There we go.
Water into Tito's.
Thinking two things. One, I want to just thank you guys recently went back to work and after a bad car accident, and you guys have been great on all my commutes back and forth. And just, again, want to thank you guys. It's
appreciate that.
Been a big help whenever I get into the office and everything like that.
Cheers.
And I love me some LA Live. I look forward to it every day.
Thanks, dog.
My drive back from work. So, Lucius, big shout out to you, or should I say Lucius? And then the main thing I'm thinking of, I want to ask you guys, is do y'all think that Jerry is finally getting to a certain point to where he's finally trying to push all his chips in? And if not, do you think he will soon?
Appreciate that. No, I don't. Unfortunately, I don't. I think he believes there's tremendous value in playing it safe and making sure you're good enough to possibly make the playoffs every year. I think he's worried about cap hell more than anything. And I think he likes taking all that cash that they make off the Cowboys and investing it in the stock market and real estate. So I don't think he's going to take his cash and be like, let's buy up a bunch of players with big signing bonuses. Lucius, any other calls before
last
we go?
Last one right here, Mr. Wee Wee James in the building. Is this the real Wee Wee James? What are you drinking? What are you thinking, sir?
Hell yeah, it's the real Wee Wee James.
Wee-wee.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, well, now I'm drinking Blanton. It's a Blanton with a Coors Light chaser.
Oh,
yeah. But I'm thinking... the Cowboys, we are screwed because we need five players on defense that we can't get. You need two defensive ends, a linebacker and a safety, and we're not going to get that. So we're screwed after that.
Pretty much. Got to get lucky. Wee Wee James, thank you, sir. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your wild card and enjoy the G-Bag of the Year with Lucius Alexander that's coming up next year on 105.3 The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It is time for the 2025 G-Bag of the Year. Every evening at this time, Lucius plays the champ and the challengers, and if you make it to five-time or honorary five-time status, you then become eligible for the G-Bag of the Year, and today's the big day, so congratulations if you're tuning in. You got lucky, okay? Segment is brought to you by the On-Time Experts. We'll have more NFL wildcard discussion coming up here for you at 6 o'clock, a Friday news dump, and more. Without further ado... with your nominees for the G-Bag of the Year. Here's Lucius.
Big Godzilla. Big Godzilla. Hey, look, we're doing G-Bag of the Year for 2025 when January is still in the single digits.
Yes, sir.
New record.
Single digits, bro.
Yeah.
We're coming up, baby.
On the spot.
Yeah, this is G-Bag of the Year for 2025. How you folks doing? I hope you're having a good Friday. Be safe out there. We've got about 14, 15 cuts. One is missing. I really hate that it's missing. We'll get to that later. But, all right, let's start it off because we have a lot to do with right here. January 20th, we got our first winner in January 20th of 2025, AI Jerry Jones. Why did you fire Coach McCarthy?
I fired Mike McCarthy because he looks like a... pork chop. And I hate that big-ass play call sheet he holds during games. We all know it's a Perkins menu.
Damn.
I'm not even sure we need a coach. Hell, maybe we already have a coach in mind. Maybe he's sitting right in front of you, half drunk on Johnny Walker Blue with only an Egg McMuffin in his belly and a pocket full of dinger pills. Maybe he's 82 years old and needs his ass wiped from time to time, depending on how much Salisbury steak he's ate. Look, I'm going to do things my way, and my way is terrible. But if you don't like it, then tough said the kitty, but the milk kept coming.
Hey,
listen, I'm never going to die, mother. I drink 8 ounces of hog's blood every day, and I'm a vampire feeding off mass disappointment.
Yeah.
So learn how to accept meaningless primetime games forever. What I'm looking for in our next head coach is someone that values analytics. Lets me take he and his wife to a Hojo's and sit in the cup chair.
Hojo's. Good Lord.
Meaningless games forever.
It is.
Amazing.
Genius. It was the year of AI, wasn't it?
It was. It was. It was. All right, let's go to January 28th. Bobby Belt and Sean Sharif go back and forth about Coach McCarthy. Coach McCarthy was tearing his family apart. Here we go.
By the way, Mike McCarthy is reporting that weather delays have prevented him from interviewing with the New Orleans Saints.
Mike McCarthy has a social media account?
I mean, he has several reporters that he feeds that information to that have since reported
right,
it this
so
morning.
What is the real report?
There are several reporters saying, hey, Mike McCarthy's definitely interested in the Saints are definitely interested in weather has gotten in the way. So,
but why do you have to be so childish and petty about it? No, I'm saying.
And
now.
I'm telling you.
Why do you have to be like
there's nothing
so
petty
bitchy
about it?
About
I'm just
it.
Saying. It's great.
Like,
it's
he's gone. You won.
I assume it's Laura Oakman reporting
it. Why are you still just whiny and cheap about it?
What do you mean cheap?
You already won. Yeah. What are you being so petty about it for?
I'm just saying. It's the report
like,
that's out there.
Like, just celebrate it and be comical and poised.
This is me celebrating
No, you're being
right
freaking
now.
Petty and annoying
yeah,
about
I
it.
I love it.
You want to get punched in the freaking face?
Fight.
Be poised.
What do you mean cheap? Like, that's for Drew Bobby. You don't care about anything
else. Cheap?
What do you mean cheap? She great
Tim?
Lines in there. You want to get punched in the freaking face.
Freaking face.
Oh, my gosh, man. All right, February 7th. Mr. Broadus right here. I was talking about sleeping bags, and I don't know why I titled this Broadus is like that kid Seth from Superbad. I haven't heard this in a long time, so here we go.
I would have gone and bought a sleeping bag from, like, Dick's or one of those sporting goods stores and just said, here, listen, just get in that. If you get cold, you know.
Zip it up.
Zip it up, yeah. I can't. I just can't be sick, you know.
Well, speaking of Dick's and sports, big L to all of us. We lost.
I knew you were going to do something with that.
Well, we lost.
I was thinking of another sporting goods store, and I couldn't think of another name, like Oshman's or something like
sports
that.
Sports Authority Academy. Sport,
I couldn't, yeah. And it Dick's immediately came into my mind. Pause.
Pause. Hey, you said it when you laughed. That was your mouth that said that.
You tried to slow down, so I
finished
your mouth.
Oh, you and KG.
Dick's immediately came into my mind.
I love Dick's, huh?
You're crazy.
Dick's Sporting Goods.
Oh, my gosh.
Best of the best right there.
Should just shut up.
Hold on, let me put a little. No, we want more of that. Keep talking.
Hold on, let me put a little asterisk by that one right there on my
I'm
list.
Writing him down, Lucia.
Yeah, me too. All right, let's go to February 21st. February has some action in here. Had two winners, man, just like January. Nice. Bussing on each other. Oh, the fan after dark.
Yeah, Fred and Blake.
Fred and Blake.
Their lane.
Oh, yeah, it really was. The four-hour argument. Blake was dealing with the fan texter. It was not feeling him, and it just got crazy.
682 is not dating me. Blake, I'm starting to not like you. I'll finish.
What a thing to say.
On Valentine's Day.
What a thing. Man, why? What did he say?
I loved you when you started.
Okay.
But you got to stop being a hater. You smash on Fred, and he's pretty non-objective despite being a KC native.
Oh, we got a Fred Truther on there.
Okay, yeah, we got Fred's burner on here.
First of all, hey, look.
Yeah,
look hey, thanks. Nice. But, yeah. But. That's what, but I mean, we both bust on each other.
No, I gotta leave the show. No way you just said that.
I love it, man.
Blake's reaction was great.
That was good. Oh my God. Fred on that ramp, bro.
Yeah.
Fred on that ramp is so good. I'm not gonna hear it again. Rewind that champion sound, boy.
burner on here.
First of all, hey, look. Hey, thanks. But that's what, but I mean, we both bust on each other.
That ramp, bro.
Explains the chemistry. But
bouncing on the runway a little bit. Yeah. I love that. All right, let's see here. Go to March. The Ides of March. The final countdown right here. Coach Ballsack said bye to us.
Oh.
What one final Coach Ballsack.
Coach Ballsack is here one more time to say, what the hell is going on with the Dallas Cowboys? They suck. No. 7-10, and nothing gets done there. And then they're all in. Yeah, right. You know what's all in? Nothing, Corey.
Okay.
Shut the hell up.
All right.
I'm sick of this crap, and I'm sick of the Dallas Cowboys. Nothing works.
Yeah.
Nothing works with this organization. And Jerry's there drinking on his Miller Lights. I think that's the sponsor of the Cowboys. I forget. It's some sort of beer that they sip on their bus in Indianapolis. Start paying attention to the players there and start picking better players.
Sheesh.
Good. Shut up!
Yeah.
That was good.
It's pretty good drop in there. I never noticed, but now I do. Hold on here.
Nothing works!
Yeah. That is so good right now.
We miss you, Mike. Nothing works!
Preview of the new studio there. It was clairvoyant there from Baskey.
He knew.
By the way, I figured out the hack over here with the thermostat. If it gets too cold, turn it off and open the door.
That's what you got to do.
We're getting the air from the hallway. Hallway air is like 75, and here it's 65. It hits a middle point.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
my hands are cold, but my chest is sweating.
It's wild weird. In here. And they had the air guys in for hours yesterday.
I seen
trying to troubleshoot this.
I seen them. Their heads were in their hands, and they were just all stressed out.
Why isn't this working? Yeah.
You guys all right?
I don't know, bro. You tell the boss.
Yeah. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 5:30.
Each weekday at 5:30, Gavin, Lucius, and the guys bring you the G-Bag of the Day.
Thank you.
Lucius. Happy birthday, Lucius.
Yeah, I'm Dominican now, buddy. Dominican. Okay, Knicks. What do we got here? Hold on. Where's that okay, Knicks? I thought I had that drop. Sorry, everybody. But there's a great... Oh, here it is. Okay, Knicks.
Okay, Knicks.
Okay.
That was what brought us in negotiations with the Knicks and the Mavs over Jalen Brunson.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what brought us in.
Okay, Knicks.
At the negotiation table. Had about enough of y'all. Let's go to April 4th. Bobby Belt, diss track Peyton. Wait. I wasn't here for this. I think I was on vacation during the situation. Bobby Belt, not like us.
Oh, yeah. Peyton this is when he got mad at us.
Oh, this was the diss track.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was not here for this. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Must've known the beat, how?
Peyton on the cheap, yo. Free those spending cash figures. We need zero. Hands down. I'll take Tommy Sledger, even Rego. Failing all the way through Cross. Hey, Joey, where did he go? What's up with this old phony ass loser and his drama? The industry can hate me. F*** him. Go see my mama. How many flaws you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna slash all his money. I'm gay plocking. Play the clip and hide the eye roll if Sean watching. Sometimes you gotta stop down and show bitter. Certified board op man, take producer out your damn LinkedIn.
Damn.
Walk him out, bro, fine, you know that he been phoning in. Throw him then, just like fish, Richie Grigo in them. Say, Pate, I hear you kinda dumb.
Oh.
Don't even know how to make a woman.
Oh!
Talks to him and they
wait
in
a
love.
Minute.
Just know that you'll only fit in the tub. Tim tells me Choppy just can't handle when Sean's not around. And that's why Chi-Chi hanging with us at the firehouse. And Choppy never showers. What's that all about? Toxic masculinity. Toxic from the waist down. Wah, 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 wah. Bob, f*** them up.
Yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. They just kind of sus. Why y'all looking so sad? Can't you fight, man? Trying to clap back, but you only use your right hand.
Damn.
These boys are sus. These boys are sus. These boys are sus.
I like that. These boys are
man,
sus.
I can get good. Why he was so mad now at us. I really
so
can.
Good.
That should have been a fight. Yeah, that was incredible.
That's worthy.
He
it is worthy
that.
Of the G-Bag of the Year.
That was unreal.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Very talented guy there.
Man, that
Adderall
was good.
Starts kicking in.
Yeah.
Double up sometimes for him.
He's like limitless, bro.
He is. The Adderall makes him limitless. It 100% does.
Facts.
That's that ashwagandha, bro. Oh, my gosh. That ashwagandha feel like limitless sometimes.
Okay, let's go to May 13th. May 13th. Bully Woolchuck. Bully Melrose.
Bully Melrose.
Woolchuck did a Bully Melrose. This is for the stars right here.
Mm-hmm.
Optimistic. My man was optimistic.
Count on me, L.A. King Stanley Cup champion Barry Melrose. I'm telling you, Game 7, get Miro out there, boys, all right? Get him back there.
I don't want a Game 7.
Well, I know I don't want a Game 7 either here, Brian, all right?
I don't want a Game
7. None of us want a Game 7, Brian.
I don't want a Game 7.
All right? Freaking obvious. Get home. Don't come home and have to go ahead and play a Game 7. Oh. Nobody wants that, Brian.
Get his ass buried.
Everybody wants to win Game 6, Brian. We want to end the series tonight, Brian, but if you have to.
Was that a little Canadian accent?
If you have to, pizza. Board.
It's Barry Dan Melrose.
Good old Petey.
It is Barry Melrose.
Petey's undefeated in Game 7. Petey's undefeated, and they're going to get Miro back there. It's going to be incredible. Game 7 at the AAC. The barn's going to be a rocket.
I think that's Bully Melrose, actually.
But we're not going to have to worry about it. They're not going to need Robo. They're not going to need Miro. This thing's going to end tonight. Game 6.
Let's go.
Gwendolyn Duchesne. They're going to get it done. Otter's pitching the shutout. Screw you, Kale McCarr. Screw you, Nathan McKinnon. You boys ain't got bleep on us. Texas hockey, baby. Let's go.
I like how Melrose became a Stars homer.
That was fun. I love Texas hockey. Let's do it, boys. Do it for the States.
And that was pre-espresso.
It was.
Yeah,
it's all natural.
Bye.
Captain Obvious.
Oh man. Hey, bow down. I'll be good. That's right. We drop hits. Tell me how nasty can you get? Let's go to July 14th. Man, ooh. July was on fire. You boys are on fire in July. Brian Broaddus.
Oh, no.
Why did I title this question so long you would have thought it was edited by AI?
What?
Long ass question from Broaddus right
here.
Oh,
this is for Jared, yeah.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem, but I was just wondering if is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup like? Because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where – they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah.
Again?
Four. That's like a KT drop interview right there,
that
bro.
That was awful.
That was awful. Great. As soon as you think it's done, man, he's got more in the tank.
It's just kind of like he and I were at a bar talking. I just kept going.
That was epic.
This right here caused some controversy, but controversy sells, fam. Controversy sells.
Uh-oh.
July 22nd, we got a combo situation. Mm. Texas Ranger Rowdy Tellez!
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Gavin. I'm going to just play it.
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you, and they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
Fitting right in.
I guess so. I mean,
wait a minute, I'm time out. Fitting right in, bro? Did you do that on purpose?
You knew.
Oh my God.
I thought he could have some fun with it. I was told he was a fun guy.
I did not see that the first time.
I was misled.
That went by me the first 5 times.
Yeah, I didn't notice it either.
Fitting right in.
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, it is great to have you, and they say everything is bigger in Texas, so I guess you're fitting right in, huh? Is that the story?
I guess so. I mean, built more like an offensive lineman than a first baseman, but I guess it worked.
Now, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now? Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
No, I live here, so I'm...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, I like how you asked the question dead air, then you asked it again.
You go, no, seriously, no, though.
Seriously.
Fat ass. How many brisket sandwiches have you had? You can't hide it, bro. You can't hide it, man.
No, seriously, though, how many brisket sandwiches are you in right now?
What?
Had yourself a brisket sando yet, Rowdy?
You got bailed right there.
Have himself.
Follow up.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I did say that was a combo pack right here.
Yep.
We got more. Hold on.
The Rowdy name is pretty amazing. I mean, how do you feel like that has influenced your personality or your playing style at all?
No. It's out of my whole life. So it's just one of those that... I think growing up, I was actually kind of the opposite. I was pretty quiet and calm, and I think as I've gotten older, it opened up, and I guess you could say embraced it a little more of what the word actually means.
I love it. I also love, I've seen the other nickname float around. I don't know if you've heard it, the Girthquake.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, so that's new to me, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty badass, is it? Now, you're from California, and girthy as hell.
God.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like that one.
He kind of sounded like he's about to cry.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man.
So you're from California, girthy as hell.
I know what I'm not voting for.
I put an asterisk by it already.
Goodness, man. You can only imagine how much ice cream he had to eat to fill that emotional hole that interview caused.
Sitting on his couch.
No, but seriously.
Sad as hell.
Stupid G-bag.
Yeah. Some stupid radio
show. I'll show them.
They call me fat.
I'll hit at least two more home runs the rest of this season.
They had think pieces and everything about that, y'all.
They did.
Yeah, they did. That went viral.
I say y'all went hard in July. July 29th, Brian Broad is glazing George Pickens.
See, yeah, I was going to ask you because I was a scout in the NFL for 13 years, and I've never seen anybody track the ball better than you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that goes back to the days of Georgia, and I'm watching. We all watch tape of you, and I'm like going, there's nobody that tracks the ball like this guy, and I've seen the great ones. How do you pick that up? Because I can say I'm watching you. I'm like, when he's seeing this ball right off the hand.
Yeah.
So when does it like? I mean, you never lose track of it. No. Everybody else is losing track, but you.
Yeah. The key to it is looking up.
Up.
A lot of people there you go.
Yeah, yeah, pulls it. Up.
The key to it is, you just look up at the ball. Just look up and catch it. That's the key to it.
Oh my gosh. Did you write that down too, Brian? Look up.
I was like nodding like,
interesting.
Yeah.
I was.
Man, I did love, I fell in love that interview, though. He was awesome.
He was.
Well, he was good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to August. Now, I don't know what date this actually hit, but 15th is when it was sent to me. Bobby goes off on Scott Braun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Bobby. Bobby was in his bag.
Who's Scott Braun?
So he's the guy in foul territory that asked Rowdy about the interview and kind of called us out like we were shock jocks.
It's still going.
Yeah.
Still going.
Three-parter.
I told you, that controversy, buddy.
First off, if you think G-Bag was doing anything shock jockey instead of just kind of being dummies, then you just lack complete awareness is what this is. But here's the thing.
It's not a helping.
You know who's allowed to talk S about my family? Me. You know who's allowed to say to my brother, like, hey, you're being a bleeping idiot? Me. I'm allowed to do that. You know who's allowed to say G-Bag are being dumbasses in this interview? Me. We are. We all are. You know who's not? Scott Braun or anybody else who's, like, not in our group, isn't in our family. This dude, and then yesterday for him to come on Twitter and go, one of our producers who lives in the area sent me a clip from your show the other day. Because look at his picture. That's how he talks.
Damn.
He goes, sent me a clip the other day. Thanks for the shout out. It's an honor. Okay, so are you trying to like tell him like, I was listening. So just know that I'm listening to anything you say. And I told him, I replied, I said, if I'd known you were listening, I would have said more. So I'll go ahead and say it now. You look like Bobby. Dillard's cologne samples and Twitter bio pronouns, dude. You are a guy who puts you look like a guy who puts Emmy winner in his LinkedIn job title and edits his own Wikipedia page. And I only say that because I know that's exactly what you do. You edit your own Wikipedia page and you have 4-time Emmy winner in your stupid bio. Now, I know you couldn't stay in the broadcast industry on your own since you got fired from MLB Network and NHL Network. You're the 2-time fired.
So
it's easier for you to think it must be because you're not a shock jock, that's why you couldn't stick in the industry on your own. But you don't have a job because you're not good enough. So, and I called around about you yesterday. I got a lot of friends in media, too.
I called around. 100% did.
And there were a lot of people who wanted to talk about you. Okay, so I'll holster it for now because I know you're the exact type of person who's going to go, by the way, it sounds when somebody screen records that S for you again today. And so I'll have it for you with your little passive aggressive ego because it won't allow you to shut up. But just know people in the industry talk about you, and I'm sure you know what your reputation is. So take that dorky little chain off of your Twitter bio picture and like grow up and be an adult and do something for yourself instead of like leeching off of AJ Pierzynski.
I didn't see the pathetic loser.
So good, man. Bobby. That's the moment Bobby became my favorite guy.
That's
on the
a teammate
show.
Right there.
Such, yeah. What a year. Just a dominant year.
Really was.
I told you.
We have a little breaking news here. The Commanders have an OC.
Hold on. I'm going to turn it down.
Sorry. Yeah, not Mike McDaniel. Okay, not That's Mike McDaniel. News. David Blau. There we go.
Carrollton Creekview Zone.
Much better.
Local legend. Kid.
Yeah.
That means Lunda Wells not going there either. So Lunda Wells will be staying in Dallas.
Cha-ching. It's a win.
Hey. Dude, this is season one, but we're up against this. So we're probably going to finish these last four on the other side.
Okay.
But while I was digging through trying to find these nominees for the year, found this one. I love this.
We can buy Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm buying it.
But can I buy multiple depth guys or busty guys all arriving and fortifying you at the same time?
That's crazy, bro. That is nuts, dude.
Dude, that is
a time out.
Wow, there was so much there. For the stupidity of buying arriving. Kyrie Elam, yeah.
It was the spirit world that day.
Wow. All arriving and fortifying you at the same time.
That's great.
All right, so that's not one.
Yes.
That's not one.
That's not one.
Just a way to punctuate the hour.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are in the midst of the G Bag of the Year. I think we got about 10 nominees in here. We got about four to go. About three more. Okay.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to step aside. We'll come back on the other side and give you the rest of the nominees and then do some voting. And we'll continue with your sports evening coming up next as we're about 35 minutes now. I guess we're closer to 50 minutes. Didn't this game kick off last night at like 6:50?
Yeah, it's like a 45 start.
Okay, so
let me get that on.
We're under an hour away from Oregon and Indiana there in the semifinal, and we're back with hour number five, the conclusion of the G-Bag of the Year.